And welcome to Stop Pressing. Here on the 30th of August, 2019, the last weekday of August. Labor Day is nearly upon us. Your host, Mark Anderson. In the second half of today's show, we're going to bring back Ron Avery, my sometimes co-host on the Mark and Ron Show. And he's going to give us a report from yesterday of when he attended a San Antonio council meeting, city council, as we talked about Wednesday, right before it happened. And he attended to find out what they're doing with regards to a particular councilman who is calling together a town hall meeting and series of them, actually, to discuss gun violence in schools, churches, wherever these events may happen. Of course, some of those events are rather ambiguous, but nevertheless, Ron is trying to take part and not just be apart from what's going on. He's a correspondent of sorts for me, for Stop the Presses, a very good videographer and technician and architect. And so we'll see what Ron has to report from the San Antonio meeting yesterday in the second half of today's show. The first half, I've just got some miscellany to go through, a number of interesting things. At any rate, the think tank season is upon us, ladies and gentlemen. And if I dare say, I'm one of the few alternative reporters that covers think tanks on a regular basis. There are others, of course, but I really watch them closely because even though the Bilderberg meetings happen just once a year, the Bilderberg meetings are but part of a larger network, as I have often stated. And I cover other members and players in that network. One of the main ones is the Chicago Council on Global Affairs, which, as many know, is a sibling, you might say, to the Council on Foreign Relations in New York City. But lest you think that the Chicago group is newer than the CFR in New York City, keep in mind that in 1921, the CFR was founded with Rockefeller and Morgan and other early robber baron interests. But 1 year later, only 1 year later in 1922, the Chicago Council on Foreign Relations was formed, but they changed the name to the Chicago Council on Global Affairs. It must have been the better part of 15 years ago, maybe even going on 20. I'd have to look it up. That name CFR got a little touchy. People read into that subversion, power behind the throne, things like that. And so, due to books like James Perloff's The Shadows of Power, The Council on Foreign Relations and the American Decline, and books like None Dare Call a Conspiracy by Gary Allen and The Rockefeller File by Gary Allen and other seminal books of the 60s, 70s, 80s, and 90s, that CFR name took on a bit of a bad patina, you might say. So, at any rate, the Chicago Council on Global Affairs is hosting some interesting programs. One that I may cover, if luck is at my shoulder, you might say, if the sun's at my shoulder and the sun rises to meet me, is going to be September 11th, always that touchy date, Wednesday, September 11th at the Chicago Hilton, none other than James Mad Dog Mattis, General Mattis. He's bringing out a book called Learning to Lead, Call Sign Chaos, : Learning to Lead is the exact name. I'll see if I can't make it there. Sometimes it's possible to cover those things on live stream or videos that are sometimes posted after the fact. And we'll see what happens there. Friday the 13th of September, as think tank season cranks up, John Negroponte will speak to the Chicago group. And he is a former U.S. ambassador to the United Nations and a former director of national intelligence. That's the former top dog of national intelligence. Lots of interesting programs. On Monday the 9th, the head of the Chicago group, Evo Dalder, will join the Wilson Center, and a former congresswoman who heads up the Wilson Center, Jane Harman, a former congresswoman from California. They'll meet in D.C. and speak at the Wilson Center. So Think Tank Row is getting healthy and getting busy here. In the eyes of the globalists, at least, they're cranking out what they think is a healthy mix of policy alternatives, you might say. So I'm going to be watching it very closely. Earlier in June, the annual forum on global cities, the big kahuna of think tank meetings, was held by the Chicago Council on Global Affairs right on the cusp of Bilderberg, right around the time of Bilderberg, when Bilderberg met this year in Switzerland. Stateside, this Global Cities Forum met. Lots of interesting and rather unsettling ideas at times coming out of that Global Cities Forum. It's now called the Pritzker Forum on Global Cities, named after its main financier now, the Pritzker family, perhaps the richest Jewish family in all of Chicagoland and a very influential family nationally. Governor Pritzker of that family is now the governor of Illinois, notably. So, lots going on. Ivo Dalder, the head of the Chicago Group, has posted a column at the Chicago Tribune. And it's interesting, you know, when you're in this business of the alternative media, you have to read what the other side, quote unquote, is writing and saying and doing. You remember the movie The Patriot with Mel Gibson, when he really wanted to know what was going on, when he really got insights into how to defeat the British Army. You'll note in the movie that he got a hold of General Cornwallis's diary when it was lost in a melee. And only then did Mel Gibson, in that movie, The Patriot, came out about 2002 or so, only then did he really understand the military strategy, the strategy of the British Army, and ultimately that resulted in victory for the American Revolutionary Forces. So it's always interesting. I'm not a globalist, of course, in terms of globalism, foreign policy, forced globalization. It's always interesting to read what the other side, I won't call them an enemy, but what the other side is saying. And Ivo Dalder, the head of the Chicago Group, he just got back from a tour of the United Kingdom, and he had to admit that the Brexit sentiment is still quite strong. He's saying there's fissures, though, there's cracks in that sentiment, but nevertheless, he admits that now under Boris Johnson, with Theresa May gone as the Prime Minister of the UK, Boris Johnson appears to be something of a, and this is a very crude estimate and it's only speculation, something of a UK Donald Trump, disheveled hair and all, even more disheveled than sometimes Mr. Trump is in a windy day, you might say. And so there's a lot to watch, even according to the globalists, in terms of Boris Johnson heading up the UK. And will that bring a no-deal Brexit, meaning unconditional Brexit, just get out of the European Union no matter what? Or will it mean a conditional Brexit where fine points are negotiated, and then the Brexit might actually happen with a little bit more details arranged? But as Ivo Dalder said in his column in the Chicago Tribune, quote, Boris Johnson has made it clear that do or die, the United Kingdom will leave the European Union by the new deadline of October 31st. He stacked his cabinet with committed Brexiteers and made them commit to leaving on time, deal or no deal. Faced with a parliamentary majority opposed to a no-deal Brexit, he suspended Parliament for 5 more weeks until October 14th to deprive members of Parliament of the ability to pass legislation preventing Britain from leaving without a deal. If faced with a no-confidence vote, Johnson, Bojo as they call him, has threatened to dissolve Parliament and call new elections for early November after Britain will have left the EU. So that's a little bit from the think tank side of things on what's going on with Brexit. An interesting news update, to say the least. And we'll see, as I said, how my coverage arrangements go for covering the Mad Dog Mattis speech, the 11th, at the Chicago Hilton under the aegis of the Chicago Council on Global Affairs, and or possibly the John Negroponte program for the Chicago Council on September 13th, Friday the 13th. Maybe that's the day I won't go. Interesting stuff. Interesting stuff indeed. Some other notes. I want to thank, again, Johnny Delirious, the naturopathic laboratory doctor, for filling in this past Monday. He'll be on here occasionally as a co-host, sometimes as a solo host, taking my place, that is, when I'm not able to be on the show. In fact, that's become more frequent for Johnny, is to be a guest host. Only occasionally is he on as a guest, or you might say co-host. But either way, I want to thank him for his consistent programs. Check him out. You'll see him listed on the archive. Very interesting about the history of Greek medicine. Very interesting about the history of and the development of naturopathy, naturopathic medicine, a little bit about homeopathy, all the alternatives we need to the standard allopathic medical system. It's very important to understand that at one time we had three schools of thought for which there were educational institutions. You could learn to be a naturopathic doctor, get your certificate, and go into practice. Homeopathic, or the standard one we have now, the orthodox one, known generally as allopathic. But due to Rockefeller money and influence in the early 20th century, two schools of thought were demoted, basically taken out, declared illegitimate, leaving only the monopolistic allopathic medical system. So Johnny Delirious is among the best on explaining the roots of the alternative systems and the current applications. So be sure to listen to those live when he's on and on the archive as they pile up and stack up in the archive after show after show after show. Very interesting. Now, the situation with the think tanks in Chicago. Let me get a little website dialed up here, ladies and gentlemen. And while that's loading up on my computer, I'll note that the think tanks, there's a lot of things I could say here, a lot of things I could go into. The think tanks that are so influential these days, of course, what they do is, in conjunction with Bilderberg and the Trilateral Commission, the think tanks form a network, and they come up with the intellectual arguments, the white papers, the reports, the surveys that justify, in most cases, in many if not most cases, that justify globalization. So therefore, they put out a lot of news and views and studies and surveys that, from behind the scenes, hope to win the cooperation and collaboration of presidents, of members of parliament, especially leading members of parliament, speakers of the House of Representatives, heads of the Senate, the heads of key committees in the Senate, armed forces, for example, armed services committees. And so the think tanks are a power and influence behind the throne. So not only do they have these speakers that I'm talking about, but they have a lot of columns, like the one I read from the Chicago Tribune by the head of the Chicago group, Evel Dalder, but a lot of columns and warnings and rather dark fables about far right, the far right and the future of populism. Now, from the New York Times to the Chicago Tribune to the Washington Post, throughout the mainstream mass media cartel, as I call them, there are these dire warnings that the world is immersed in a wave of far-right politics and populism. Of course, they never really define their terms. They never really define what populism is. Populism, as the late Willis Cardo said, he founded the Spotlight, which led to American Free Press, for which I write still as a contributor. Populism is a view that's not altogether conservative, but certainly is not liberal either. It's not so much a mixture of both, though it has a little bit of that. It's more of a third way, a third philosophy, apart from standard conservatism to the right, so-called right, and standard liberalism to the so-called left. Of course, extreme left is Marxism, and some say extreme right is fascism. Whatever the case, populism has issues that could easily include people of differing views. You might not agree with a lot of people on abortion and homosexuality and various sensitive social issues, and you may not always agree on military policy, but when it comes to populism, what you have is a philosophy that the establishment fears, because people from more diverse worldviews could find a home if real populism were allowed to really come to fruition. And that philosophy involves, for instance, heading off extreme corporate power, not letting the private sector run the country too heavily, not allowing globalization in the form of corporatization to become too prevalent, no longer allowing, for instance, the private creation of our money by the private Federal Reserve Bank. Populism opposes the privatization of money creation and would restore that to purely public authority, and therefore get rid of usury, get rid of interest. People wonder why we're so mired in debt. It's because we're in a debt-based money system. The very taproot of the system is debt. So you have to uproot that taproot, cut it off, get rid of it, whatever, and institute what some might call a greenback system. I'm not a gold bug, I'll say that up front. But at any rate, it would be debt-free, and people of many stripes under a populist banner, whatever their views might be about other things, could and should agree on that. And that's a threat to the establishment. Hence the mainstream media, mass media cartels' efforts to always create division with the most divisive issues and avoid those issues where people can find a lot of common ground. Another thing might be certain environmental issues. Conservatives and liberals may agree on some aspects of renewable energy, certainly on the dangers of smart meters in terms of radiation, in terms of being in proximity to the smart meters, and the resulting electromagnetic field created by these smart meters can cause and has caused health problems. That's another thing. Therefore, the coming 5G mega upgrade of the Internet of Things is another thing that the powers that be really want to get installed full bore. And so they got to keep us divided so we don't bring a lot of different people together under that banner to oppose 5G, at least in terms of there not having been enough health studies. Environmental impact studies, sure, that's all good and well, but studies about the effect of 5G on human health and the frequency of the EMF and the whole way that this system would work. It's very important to keep that in mind, that we can come together on that on a more populist note, not really conservative, not really liberal, but populist. And then, therefore, we could push back on that 5G advancement of the surveillance state, where there's not been enough advanced health research. And that pushback would have a significant effect on the ability of the people to have some say in their future. Because right now, it certainly appears to me, and I've been a journalist for 34 years, that the people have painfully little say in their future, in the technology they use, in the general direction the food is going. We have a military that's on autopilot. It's at war 24/7, 365. Wars no longer begin and have a middle and end, and end with a peace treaty. We now have, you might say, autopilot, express lane, military policy, where many of the missions carried out are covert, and we don't even know they're happening. CIA wars and clandestine operations, I'm sure, are quite prevalent, along with the things we do know about. The longest war in U.S. history, Afghanistan, very little to show for it. And this is because that's the move from control. We'll be back with more on some of my comments, and then Ron Avery and the second half. Stay tuned.
A single smile, such platonic eye, how they drown in incomplete capacity. Strangers thought them all when the fear it calls, how we drown in stylistic audacity. Charge the common ground.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. owner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 today.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last 2 decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendovite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The 7 herbs in Extendovite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendovite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendovite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on Amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Republic Broadcasting Network depends on listener support of our advertisers and of our sponsors. We'd like to especially thank all of you who have taken advantage of our fundraiser with FrontSight Bonus. Those who are now FrontSight members, please train as soon as possible for your sake and for that of our nation. And please consider sharing your training and what you've learned when you arrive home. Republic Broadcasting Network has to stop promoting this fundraiser on air and on the website in just a few days. Dr. Ignatius Piazza, president of FrontSight, made a gracious exception to his no media rule for us at Republic Broadcasting Network. Thank you, Dr. Piazza. And once you've been to FrontSight, feel free to call your favorite host and share your experience on the air. We can continue this fundraiser without media help, but it'll be totally up to the listeners to spread the information. Please call Dan Sutterfield in Missouri at 573-465-2356, 573-465-2356. That's 573-465-2356.
And returning to the air, your host Mark Anderson of Stop the Presses, going live today, August 30, 2019. Happy Labor Day weekend, almost everyone. My sister-in-law got a 4-day weekend. I hope that's happening for a lot of people. Certainly, it's very true that we work in a country where we all work very much hard enough to try and pay the taxes and get to Tax Freedom Day, whenever that is, and finally have some economic freedom and some upward mobility. Not easy in a debt-based money system, that system that I just mentioned before the break. In just a few minutes, you're going to want to stick around to hear Ron Avery and his report from yesterday, taking part in a series of town hall meetings, this one held at the downtown San Antonio Library. And those meetings are being conducted by a city councilman, Manny Pelliz, I believe his name is. And he's an attorney and member of the council. And so Ron is taking part. I understand, I'm hoping to hear, that we have a archived live stream video, excuse me, from Ron's participation from yesterday. I believe that's the case. Ron's going to confirm that in just a few minutes so we can see what's going on in terms of whether this is going to be a genuine and honest and balanced look at school shootings and church shootings and mass shootings in general. And we'll see. It'll be interesting to hear what Ron had to say, if he was given a chance to speak. I believe he was. Ron's not one to take things lying down. When he has something to say, usually he finds a way to do that, and it's pretty profound stuff. So Ron will share with us in just a few minutes what he had to say, what happened at this town hall meeting in San Antonio yesterday on mass shootings, what direction these town hall meetings are taking, and what they had to say in response to what he had to say, what their reply was. And we'll see about getting video footage that I believe was created, and I'll be giving the address on how to watch the archive live stream of that. So, very interesting stuff. Now, it's worth noting that the school shooting issue is a sensitive thing, as is any mass shooting issue, church shootings, shootings at stores, whatever the case, synagogues, we had a couple of those. There is a lot of ambiguity with these shootings. And one of the most ambiguous ones of all is in Texas, and that was the November 5th, 2017 reported church shooting at the First Baptist Church in Sutherland Springs, Texas. I have been to the church to pray for the victims and to reflect on what happened. But as I've noted on this show, and as I've written in American Free Press, the condition of the building in the fairly immediate aftermath of the reported shooting really in no way matched what reportedly happened. And the pastor of that church, Frank Pomeroy, is now running for State Senate District 21 in Texas in the 2020 elections. And I'm not coming down on him personally. I'm simply saying that what he and the press and the police have said happened on November 5th, 2017 does not jive with the condition of that building that I saw only 1 month later. The allegation is 400 rounds were fired, at the outside of that church sanctuary. 400 rounds from a so-called assault rifle, really just a AR-15. Ron Avery can explain why saying assault rifle is a very selective and subjective thing, but 400 rounds, even with a 30-round clip, is something like, 12, 13 clips, let's say. That's an awful lot of ammo for one guy to carry. The alleged shooter who reportedly shot himself, Devin Patrick Kelly, an Air Force reject out of Holloman Air Force Base in New Mexico. But the condition of that church in no way suggested that there were 400 rounds fired from the outside toward the inside. It's just an objective fact and observation I'm making. There's other research to do. I'm not saying it was a hoax. I'm simply saying the story and the physical appearance of the building did not seem to match, but more information is ongoing. But that's an important note to make as we talk about the San Antonio town hall meetings about mass shootings in the second half of today's show coming up. An important note to make that that pastor from that church, Frank Pomeroy, is running for State Senate District 21. And he says he's against gun control, at least he suggests he is. He says feels a calling from the Lord, and he believes that while everyone's views are, of course, welcome, and he's very sensitive to everyone's views after the event, he says that he generally opposes calls for gun control, people jumping to that conclusion, rushing to judgment, calling for an erosion of the Second Amendment based on that church shooting. So, where that church is located, the old church, there's a new church going up, looks to be quite the fancy house of worship, maybe worth several hundred thousand, maybe even $1 million. Interesting. Anyway, we'll be back with Ron Avery right after he's at.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hi, folks. CBD is the home run hitter for health right now. Why, you ask? Because of what it does for the body. Unfortunately, I can't tell you all about the benefit. You know, there's reasons. Do your due diligence and log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Ancient Life Oil uses organic ingredients and is blended in coconut oil for some of the best benefits. Legal in 50 states and non-psychoactive. Log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com.
Hey, is that a new music app?
Yeah, check it out, Surfer Music Discovery. It links to thousands of online stations, but the twist is you see the song names and artists that are now playing live.
That's different. No guessing. Looks like a waterfall of music.
So many formats. Rock, oldies, country, R&B, jazz, and a whole lot more.
How's that spelled?
Surfer. S-U-R-F-R.
Is it expensive?
It's free. No need to sign up or sign in.
Get the Surfer Music app free from Google Play or the App Store.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
And welcome back to Stop the Browns here on the 30th of August 2019. As promised, Ron Avery is with us to give us a report from yesterday's San Antonio Town Hall meeting, one of several, I understand, on mass shootings. How are you doing today, Ron?
Real good. It's good to be back.
Yeah, good to have you back. You were just on Wednesday giving a preview of coming attractions. Of course, I was busy doing some work around the house, and I didn't get a chance to find out or otherwise ask you, and drum roll please, did you actually shoot live stream video?
Yes, I did. It's about, it's a little over 2 hours. It's 2 hours and 12 minutes. And the reason why it went that long, it was only supposed to be an hour and a half. But it had a fire drill right in the middle of the presentation.
And that's rather interesting.
Yeah, and it's a funny story that goes along with that too, which I can get into when we're ready. But yeah, it was a little lengthy, and I don't know, there were about 75 people there. It kind of varied between 50 and 75 people, but for the city the size of San Antonio, on something like mass shootings, you would think there'd be a bigger crowd. But anyway, that was what was there. And I also had printed up my comments, and I was under the understanding, because of the name of this event, that people from the public would be able to speak, because it was called a town hall meeting.
Yes.
And it's actually three of them, and this was part two. And it was supposed to be on, you know, solutions to some of this. The first one was kind of like the psychological and medical kind of things related to mass shootings, mental health and that kind of thing. The second one was going to be more like the response, how you maybe deter these or readiness and all that kind of stuff. And so I figured that's where gun control would come in, or people that want to disarm America, disarm the American people. I thought that would be where they would show up, and it could be that the third one, I didn't intend to go to it because it didn't sound that interesting, but I have a feeling that they're going to show up at that one, so I guess I'll have to go to that one. But anyway, I had this, my new adapted thing for this event, and I printed 100 of them, and it was a one-page thing, front and back. And so Doug Kirk, who went with me, who, you know, owns three small newspapers, and he took his camera, yeah. And he and I both just started setting these. We got there real early, so I was able to set up my live stream equipment in the back right next to Ken's 5 or KSAT, one of those. And I was handing what we did is we put these – it was before anybody got there hardly in terms of the crowd. So we just set these things out, one on each chair. And we almost got all 100 of these out there on the chairs. And then the lady said, well, have these been approved? Did the city or did your councilman give you approval? And I said, well, I have sent it. I did. I had sent it to them the night before. And turns out I'd gotten an email from them that morning, but I didn't get to see it. And it just said, thank you. You know, thank you for giving us this information.
Sure.
Didn't say anything about it, whether it was approved or not. First of all, I didn't know you had to have approval to make your content before you made a public comment. And I said, oh no, this has to be, you know, approved. I was under the impression that this was a town hall meeting where you receive commentary from the public, you know. And it is.
And it is, however, I hear.
Yeah. I said, well, are we going to give an opportunity to speak? And she said, oh, yes. Well, I said, is that going to be like for a minute or 3 minutes or, more like a minute or so? Well, turns out there was no opportunity to speak at all. You only spoke they did ask people to they asked the people questions, you know, and then you got to answer the questions. You know, kind of like, do you still beat your wife?
A minute here. I thought in town halls you have, like you say, people allowed to speak more or less freely. And isn't it the people that would be asking the questions, or was I born in another parallel universe?
I think you were probably born when there was some vestige of America left. But now, forget all that stuff. That is long gone. What this was a promotional package for these individuals and their programs. And I believe it was searching for a particular response from the people, which was they were kind of pushing the tools that the police chief has at their disposal, and the sheriff and the fire chief, the tools they have to combat a active shooter, like robots, drones, heavy armament.
Let me stop you there. Did they actually explicitly mention robots, drones, heavy armaments?
Yes, they had a picture of a tracked vehicle with a shield on it, and there was about four officers behind it. So this big walking shield, they would stand behind this walking shield. And I didn't think it was very good looking. I don't think I'd want to mess around with that thing. First of all, because it was open on three sides completely, and the thing had tracks on. I don't know how. It looked difficult to get behind. I don't even know what. I think it was a piece of junk. Somebody was just selling that. And
am I off base to say I wasn't there? You were, that this was little more than seeking justification and maybe the basis for funding and purchasing these things.
There
for all
you
these-
go, bingo, Mark. You got a good mind. That was exactly, I think, what it was. They were going to, you know, the people asked for it, and the people, and they even asked them.
Well, they did.
Do you think these departments are ready? And that was the big question. Are we ready? Meaning, is the city ready in terms to meet a? Because it's not a matter of when, or not a matter of if. It's a matter of when and where. You know, so they know it's coming. So are they ready? Well, you know, the people had just had to say no, that we're not ready. So what does that mean? You got to take that back to the city council and to the county commissioners and say.
Was the consensus no, we're not ready? Is that correct?
Do what?
Was the consensus of the people at the town hall yesterday that the city is not ready?
Yes, that's right. See, well, of course they're not ready because they didn't even talk about what this stuff is and why we are having it, which is what my thing talked about. My material would have talked about what is going on that would give rise to this increased frequency of mass shootings. There's an agenda behind this. There's something going on, and why is it that we have all these witnesses that testify that there was four shooters all dressed in black that entered the Walmart and was shooting the place up, and then the news media responds with only one shooter? And why is that? There's an agenda behind that. There's a reason for this. Well, they didn't want all that stuff. That's just from the public, so they threw that out. And so what you get is this just a one-way pedantic delivery of stuff to the people passed off as a town hall meeting.
Now, that's really unfortunate that it wasn't, at least in some ways, like a traditional town hall meeting where the public's input would be paramount and any promotion they would do would be a minimal part of the program at best. Maybe they could have put that into a brochure and simply handed it out and said, call in if you think we need these tools and weapons and all these sophisticated technologies. But before I have you read the flyer that you left on the chairs, which I'm really wanting to hear, we do have a caller.
Okay.
I don't want to forget. Murr from Wisconsin, are you still with us?
I am. Thank you for taking my call.
We'll have to keep it brief. Yeah, we do got a lot to cover, but
well,
what you got?
This is very pertinent because after Sutherland Springs, there were a couple investigators, and I don't know if you know who Ole Damegaard is either, that they reported this to him. One of the fellows went by Side Thorne and the other, I think, Conspiracy Granny or something, and they arrested them. And Steve O'Brien has a show here at RBN, also went there and saw that it wasn't as reported, okay? But all the clues led to that they were going to have the next event, staged event, at Majestic Theater in Dallas. And there was a live shooter drill scheduled for there. And there's another one scheduled for tonight in Dubuque, Iowa, at the Kennedy Mall at 9 p.m. tonight. So this is why I'm calling. I want to get out in front of this. We got out in front of the one in Dallas, and it stayed a drill. See, when they make these things go... They
go
make
ahead
these
and repeat
things go
that.
Live. And
for clarity, repeat that Dubuque information one more time, Murr.
Yes, Kennedy Mall in Dubuque, Iowa at 9 p.m. tonight. Live
that
shooter
would be
drill.
Central time. Yeah, point of clarity,
Central
that would
time.
Be 9 p.m. Central time.
I'm going to hit these things off at the pass because when they let them go real, they're like they hit the jackpot and then they throw some poor white guy in jail or kill him. right? So that then adds to the statistics, the false statistics. So the main, that was the main thing I wanted to say. But these are, there's so many of these companies. We need to defund them like they defunded Planned Parenthood or Canned Parenthood. You know, they have Alice, they have Cobra. There's so many of them, and many of them are Israeli and Jewish, and that what they do is they stage the events and they can get more money. And the one in Pittsburgh, that was a false flag. They're now rebuilding that. There was no biohazard, no habeas corpus. This poor guy, Bowers, 46-year-old truck driver, is in jail, I suppose, if they haven't killed him yet. You know, and the same thing in Charlottesville. All these false flags, all these staged events to just turn us all against each other and make a whole economy out of this ridiculous stuff, like you said, this walking shield. Oh, come on, people. You know, get your face
I'm
out
with
of your...
100%.
Thank you for the call, Mer. I appreciate that. That's
could I say that one more time?
Yes, you may. Go ahead.
Dubuque, Iowa, Kennedy Mall at 9 p.m. tonight. Live shooter drill. Thank you.
Tonight,
I'll get off and listen. Thank you.
Friday, August 30th, 2019. Well, I hope you're wrong, but I want to thank you, Mer, for announcing what could in fact be the truth. I mean, I'm sure that the live shooter drill is a scheduled event, whether they'll follow through with it, whether they might have a schedule change, any number of things could come up. But the best way to treat this is with, you know, a guarded sense of belief and basically just see what happens. Will they hold the drill? Will the drill go live? Drills going live have been the basis of a number of questionable events, whether they're false flags, whether they're misrepresented, whether they're exaggerated, whatever the case might be. Ron, before you read your statement that you took to San Antonio yesterday, briefly comment on what Murr had to say. I'd like to hear your take.
Yeah, that was very important what she said, because that was another aspect of this presentation. They had a video. They showed several videos right before they actually started talking, and I think one of them during or something. But one of them was about all this the drills, and oh, they were having such a good time. They were showing a big injury to the forehead, and then to the leg and the arm, and they were pasting bullet holes on arms, and it looked very real, and they were having a ball, and they were rolling people around on these gurneys, and it was just fantastic. They were all getting prepared. They actually looked like they were deer in the headlights. They're just kind of standing there, you know, scratching their heads as they roll these people around with these fake injuries. And actually, it was. It did look very good after they were through fixing them up with all this cosmetic injuries.
Well, let me get this straight. This is a video they showed at the town hall yesterday at that library?
Yeah, okay. And so what they're actually pushing with that is, don't you want to be in this one? And don't you think we ought to have some of this so we can all, prepare better for what's going to happen when this? Well, when you think about it, you know, they had the drill over there at Douglas High School, you know, in Florida. They had the drill there, and the people saw people, police and police gear that were actually doing the shooting on the inside. And then at the end of the day, instead of three shooters, they have one shooter, some guy. And, you know, even teachers are saying that they saw a guy in complete SWAT gear, and she was actually shot by him, you know, in her arm, grazed her. And all of that just disappears, and it's and the students thought it was a drill. They even said there was a gunpowder residue all over everything, and that's from fake bullets from a drill. So apparently there was kind of a drill, and then there was a real shooter. I mean, and of course 9/11 itself was one of these things where they were having a drill. So I think we're overdoing this drill thing. If every time we have a drill, we have an active shooter running around, I think they ought to stop the drills.
Absolutely. And that's assuming the best, that the drills are just that. They're just drills, and that somehow, some way, inexplicably, out of nowhere, in marches a real shooter exploiting the drill. And that's being kind, to put it that way. Of course, it could be something deeper than that. But, Ron, now I got to hear, in the 10 minutes we have left, I'm sure listeners live and on the archive want to hear, what was the statement you submitted to this non-town hall meeting yesterday at the San Antonio Library?
Okay. First of all, let me just tell you that so people can enjoy this, they can watch it live or watch it, you know, archived at our website.
Go ahead.
It's at livestream.com/Ron Avery, that's my name, and /stop the presses. It has three videos there.
Very good.
Yes, three videos, and it also has a link to Avery's town hall comments. So you can click on that, and it'll take you to a link that opens up a PDF file that has the full thing that I left at the or tried to pass out at the town hall, so-called town hall meeting.
Ron, I want to take a moment to simply not only thank you, but gloat just slightly, a little bit of smacking myself on the back and you. We were right there toe-to-toe with the mainstream press, filming it, covering it. We've got it archived. We've got your document on there. We covered this. We came, we saw, and we were toe-to-toe with the mass media cartel. And I want to thank you. Stop the Presses, in cooperation with Ron Avery, videographer, so on and so forth. We did what we had to do.
Well, thank you.
Fantastic.
Well, okay. This thing is kind of lengthy. And quite frankly, I read this material the other day. It's just slightly altered in order to use it at this event. So I'm not looking forward to reading this. I think people could go look at this if they're.
Well, why don't you just pick out a couple highlights?
Okay, really, what it talks about. First of all, I start with facts. And I think most people don't know this, and that's why I wanted to start with the facts. The first fact is that the UN, or that America, the federal government, has really adopted a program. They've signed off on it. The president, and it was this 1961, this program called Freedom from War. And what it does is it is a complete disarmament plan of the American public. I mean, no firearms. There will be none of any kind. And the state will retain only firearms sufficient enough to maintain civil order in the society. Larger armaments would be completely given over to the UN, and the UN would be made the strongest force in the world, that no other government can resist it. And that so that's a centralized power, a centralized force, and America would just become one of the slave states with no armaments to resist it, and the American public would be reduced to nothing. They would have no armament at all. Now, most people don't know that, but that's a fact.
We got about 6 minutes, so kind of hit the bullet points of other key points. That's the UN one. September 61, 1961 program that, as far as we know, the U.S. never withdrew from that blueprint for disarmament in cooperation with the U.N. But what are some of the other points?
Well, the other one is that ever since 9/11/01, these mass shootings have increased.
Yes.
Based upon this concept that there's terrorism out there, and now they've broadened the term terrorism to just mean anybody. Any mass shooting is now called terrorism, which is a crock.
And now mass shootings are even three or four people. Usually you'd have to take out dozens or even hundreds to be called mass shooting.
That was one of the things, if you watch the video, is that they defined mass shooting as four or more shot in one place at the same time. So that was their definition. Oddly enough, they did not define terrorism, which I do, which is the use of violence or threat of violence to change political policy or the law. And
right.
So most of these have nothing to do with changing political policy or law unless they're trying to get rid of the guns. If they're using violence like this to violate the Second Amendment and to alter the Second Amendment, then that is terrorism. But what it would mean is all these people that are pushing for your guns to be picked up for gun confiscation and buybacks and giving up and disarmament of America, that is terrorism because they're using acts of violence to alter public policy. That is terrorism. So, and the things that I want changed here and laws made here, they're new laws and they don't infringe on old laws. So that's not terrorism. I'm not asking for the changing of existing law. I'm just asking something ought to be done about what's really going on.
And you notice they use the aftermath of the terrorism events, the so-called mass shootings, the action is in the reaction, to not only go after the Second Amendment, but now to go after the First. So changing public policy to reduce the First Amendment as well.
Right, right. Well, and then I say that, let's see, what's the... that the mass media has developed and continually uses misleading terminology to describe mass media shootings and gun-related events. And then I had five logical solutions to all this, and that the number one was the media must stop creating and using misleading false terminology to describe mass shootings. Example, Gracia, there's no such thing as an assault weapon because anything used in an assault is an assault weapon. But these same weapons can be used for a defense weapon, and all defense weapons are lawful. Then number two is the law should require all evidence to be made public for all to see, including crime scene photos, autopsy reports, and everything if that event is used to leverage or alter the Second Amendment, depriving the people of America of an effective defense to government tyranny. I'd like to say something else about this movie before I read this. I mean, this.
Yeah, we got about 2 minutes, Ron.
How much?
So you know, about 2 minutes.
Okay. Anyway, one of the things that struck me is they said.
Well, less than that. Here comes the music.
I think that's it. Well, yeah. I just encourage everybody to go watch it.
Absolutely. Check that out, ladies and gentlemen, at livestream.com/Ron Avery/stop the presses. Ron Avery is RONAVERY. And we'll see what happens, if anything, at the Kennedy Mall in Dubuque, Iowa tonight around 9 p.m. Will there be a drill? Will anything come out of that drill? A very interesting and rather unsettling thing to consider. Thanks, Ron, for being on the show. We'll see everybody next time on Stop the Presses. Have a great Labor Day weekend.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.